It is your KORN News Radio Sports for Wednesday, June 17th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The NFL and NBA Players Association are backing a Senate bill that's looking to overhaul college athletics. The unions wrote to the Senate Commerce Committee yesterday, expressing support for provisions that guarantee name, image, and likeness rights and expanded medical and health care protections for college athletes. The NFL also issued its own statement supporting the bipartisan legislation, saying that healthy, stable, and thriving collegiate athletics is essential to the future of American sports. The proposal, known as the Protect College Sports Act, seeks to regulate athlete compensation, also limit players one free transfer, and also establish rules restricting coaches from leaving programs during the season. The bill still faces uncertainty in the Senate, where it will need 60 votes to advance. The family of former NFL linebacker Alden Smith is donating his brain to the Boston University CTE Center as part of an investigation into his sudden death last week at the age of 36. Smith died on Saturday in the San Francisco area, just hours after delivering pizzas for a homeless charity. No cause of death has been released. Smith's brain will be examined for CTE and other trauma related to repeated head injuries. He was drafted 7th overall by San Francisco in 2011. Smith had 33.5 sacks through just his first two seasons, which is the most in NFL history. He would later play with the Raiders, Cowboys, and Seahawks after multiple suspensions and legal issues. Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice was released from a Dallas County jail on Tuesday after serving a 30-day sentence for violating probation tied to a car crash that injured multiple people on a Texas highway. 26-year-old Rice was booked on May 19th after a positive test for THC, which was a violation of his terms of probation. He did have surgery shortly before sentencing to address inflammation in his right knee, and he did receive medical treatment during his jail term with court approval. The case stems from his involvement in a 2024 multi-vehicle crash. John Tortorella will not return as head coach of the Vegas Golden Knights after guiding the team to the Stanley Cup Final on an interim basis. Tortorella was hired on March 30th after Vegas fired Bruce Cassidy with just 8 games left in the regular season. Vegas then went 7-1 down the stretch, went through the first 3 rounds of the playoffs before falling to Carolina in Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final this weekend. The NHL announced yesterday that this year's Stanley Cup playoffs were the most watched ever on record in the U.S., with an average of 1.8 million viewers. That surpasses the previous record of 1.5 million viewers back in 1996, and viewership was up 68% over last year. The Milwaukee Brewers would pick up a 2-1 victory last night over Cleveland. Milwaukee's Garrett Mitchell with a solo home run in the 7th. Brewers reliever Aaron Ashby picked up another victory. He's now 10-0 on the season. He's the first 10-game winner in the majors. Seattle catcher Cal Raleigh returned from injury with a 2-run single last night as the Seattle Mariners would beat the Baltimore Orioles 3-1. New York Yankees would jump ahead early on the Chicago White Sox. They would beat the Chicago 12-2, getting home runs from Spencer Jones, Ben Rice, and Paul Goldschmidt. The Washington Nationals defeated the Kansas City Royals 6-4. Kansas City just 3-17 this year in 20 games against left-handed starting pitching. Shohei Ohtani hit his 15th home run of the season as the Dodgers would beat Tampa Bay 1-0. The Dodgers' Justin Robleski threw 6 shutout innings. And the Colorado Rockies would defeat the Chicago Cubs 5-2. Willie Castro with a pair of RBIs. Castro now with 9 RBIs over his past 3 games. And that's Look At Your Sports for Wednesday, June 17th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.